Speciaal voor de NVVO ging ik in gesprek met Felix Kozlowski, de nieuwe bondscoach van de Oranje Dames. Ik vroeg hem naar zijn trainingsstijl en zijn coachingstijl en wat hij dan liever heeft, trainen of coachen, waar hij nu de nadruk op legt met dit team en wat er nodig gaat zijn om Parijs 24 te halen en wat hij het leukste vindt aan het hele trainersvak en het hele coachvak. Het was een interessant gesprek, hier komt ie.
Felix, nice to have you here. We're going to have a conversation about trainers and coaches for the NVVO. It's the Dutch Federation for Trainers. To start off, what type of trainer are you?
I think I'm very like a very emotional coach. So I really had to learn in my last years really to sometimes stop my or control my feelings in my stomach and use.
are you coming from a lot of intuition?
Yeah, okay. I am. And I think also that is something really that also are guiding us in the things we are doing. If we find some job, that for me is like being a coach, being a trainer, that do it out really from his heart and from his soul, I think then we can become really good in the thing that we are doing. You know, then we have to learn still a lot of things, but like I have to learn every day still how to be the best one I can be. But this is for sure, it's driving us, you know, this is the energy that drives us into what we are doing.
And what are key points you are trying to integrate into a practice when you think or plan out a practice? What are key points that you try and integrate into that?
I mean, I first set up the goal. So what I want to train, where I want to go through. You know, I'm checking maybe the last game, maybe the last training, whatever, and thinking about, okay, we want to improve the speed of attack, the approach from our attackers, the blocking thing, whatever, technical things, individual tactical things, team tactical things. So set up this goal. So I write mostly 3-4 points that are going to be important for the next training for me. And then I start, of course, like in a methodic way, to go through this goal, you know, first with individual exercises, then with like small group exercises, and always finding the way of 6 and 6. And we used to have like 2 parts of 6 and 6. We call it, one is more the school part, so where I really want to push everybody to feel confident, also to try new things,
or to make mistakes,
to make good mistakes. Yeah. That's also a good thing to teach. There's like good.
What's the difference for you between mistakes and good mistakes?
I mean, a mistake is if you could see that someone just did something without thinking about what he is actually doing. And the good mistake is I can see really an idea of what he was doing. Maybe a touch block out. Maybe he was trying.
Yeah, so maybe hitting a ball out, but you're seeing that the player is trying to take hands.
Exactly. She was trying to take hands. She was maybe bringing something from what we were working on before. So, yeah, where they just try new things. And they're not going just to be to their old structure, what they have done forever. And these are going to be good mistakes.
So that is one part of your 6-6 and the second part?
The second part is the competition part. So where we have to learn playing with points, understanding the moments where we put like different situations. Sometimes, I mean, like basic things, like you make a side out, you have to confirm. So you have really to understand in the game. You got an option. You have now to be on to make the point, because this is going
to change.
It's
just about winning.
Yeah, it's about winning. It's about points at this moment. But still, I mean, we are training, so we are still showing them how to score points.
Okay.
So this, I think, is
so
still something important.
So you have, when you make that practice, a goal, this is the result, 1, 2, or 3 goals, and then a way of how to reach that, how does my player need to reach that goal?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the methodic thing. So we're trying to prepare if we want to raise the speed of attack, for example, 2 days ago, I said to the outsides, okay, we want to play quicker ball in position 4, so maybe we have to bring you first a little bit over that point, and I leave them attacking, all of them just first tempo. And they were watching me in the beginning.
To get like more feeling with those fast balls.
Yeah, and they're also getting to see that they can do it. Because some of them in the beginning were like, no, it's impossible, I can't do that. It's too quick, it's too fast, I have no feeling for it. I never have done that. I said, good. Very good.
That's why we do it.
That's why you are here, because you want to also do new things, you know. You want to make your toolbox bigger. And then we started with that, and they all start to do very well, and now you can see already they're starting to have joy on it, you know, to enjoy, to push, and to get fast on that balls and to get into it.
And so that's you as a trainer. What type of coach are you during games, during tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, Of course, one thing is very important in tournaments, in games, in seasons, is to create an environment where first everybody feel a safe fundament. So they are feeling that people are there to make them better, to help them, to push them. So this is the first thing what we really have to create. And that's one of the biggest thing I always try to create. I try always to create a familiar atmosphere because we are spending so much time. We are in so many moments where we are also in very difficult situations that we really have to understand as more close we can be, as more helpful we can be, as more easy sometimes we come out from difficult situations. And as more we can celebrate also good situations, you know.
So you're trying to create that atmosphere so that in tough times you can fall back on that atmosphere.
Exactly, you have
a strong fundament on the team.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, to create a strong fundament. So if you want to build up a house, you can be the best building house company. if you don't have someone that make you a really strong, trustful fundament, it will stay maybe for a year, maybe for 2 years, but then it goes away, yeah.
And how would players describe you as a coach? What would, if we just ask them now randomly, how would they describe you?
Oh, no idea. No, I mean, I think they will say that I'm pretty emotionally trying to push them always to their limits and good question. I'm really curious to know what they think about.
We'll try and see then.
Yeah. Try. I'm really curious to see that.
Ik denk dat Felix is sowieso een coach van het moderne volleybal. Dus hij wil heel snel spelen. En daarnaast merk ik op de trainingen is hij heel erg betrokken met het spel. Iedere actie heeft hij wel een opmerking of wat dan ook. Dus je hoort hem de hele dag door eigenlijk.
Are you more of a trainer or more of a coach?
I have to be both. So that's important. I figure out as higher as you go on the level, and then especially if you are going to lead a national team, it's not just that you lead 14 players like in a club team. You have like a bunch of players, and I mean you're representing a volleyball country, a complete. I always say like when we are going to in the court to play or to be coach or whatever, we represent all coaches from the Netherlands. We represent all players from the Netherlands, and we have to understand that is our responsibility. And we have to behave also in this kind of way, and in the way as we are playing, in the way as we are acting around, in the way as we are coaching. So it's being a big part of management at the moment, of course, together with Nivobo, with Under 21, with we have two groups, Orange and Blue, to get to organize them, that we have a big group of players making them grow. But of course, my main thing is to get back in the hall and teach them how to attack, how to block, how to defend, how to receive, how to serve. So this is the thing that...
Be on the side of the court.
Yeah, this is the thing that for sure brings me the joy that let me make also the other things.
and how do you distribute that time between being a trainer and your focus on planning trainings, on making players better, and on the coach, the manager, who has to delegate the whole group and control the whole group?
Yeah, I think this also changed. From the beginning when I started and for the point where I'm now, now in the beginning here for the first 2 weeks is a lot of management, also a lot of organizational stuff, a lot of talks with the players and things like that. And I'm really always happy when I just can return to the hall and just make volleyball. I said that volleyball is the more easy part at the moment. But it's okay, you know, we are in the beginning, we have to set up the things. And I know also when we set up them now in a very good way, they are going to run in a very good way. And then we will really have...
It's an investment now that will pay out.
We will have very good results out of that by growing players, keeping them with the group, keeping them with the team. And so in the moment, I think I spend a lot of time for that. But still finding always the moments to settle down and to focus again on the volleyball part.
And in that line, what is your vision for the national team on this road to Paris 2024, the Olympic Games? That's the main goal on short term.
Yeah.
How do you see that road to Paris?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I come in here and, you know, everything is new. You know, we set up a new game, a new style of game. We are trying to play faster, to play more modern. And immediately we are trying to include a lot of girls, even from under 21. And we arranged like two groups now, Orange and Blue. And both groups are full of 16, 17. Our Orange group at the moment, 20 girls. And just trying to get back some of the older players. This is first a good challenge at the moment.
Okay, and so older players. So because Slukje was our best player ever. She has maybe stopped a long while ago. But more recently, Groothuis, Robin de Kruijf, Yvonne Bailey and Anne Buijs, captain, of course.
Yeah.
Did you already call them? Do you want to come back?
Yes, of course.
What did they say?
Of course, I talked to everybody. So, and I mean, for each one, it's a different situation, to be honest. Yvonne is going to stop volleyball.
Yeah.
I had a long talk with her when we played versus Scandici. And Robin, I talked, of course, in Conegliano, but of course, she has at the moment the focus on her professional league career. And I think also it's something like we have to understand and to respect also. There's like just a short moment in their career where they can also earn some money with their job, with their playing volleyball. And I think also the right that they should do that. And with Marit, I think we are still in a good conversation, let's say like that. And yeah, let's see maybe in the future.
So there might be a chance that she will come back.
I hope, because she's an incredibly good volleyball player, but she's an even bigger personality, and I think she can have still a big influence and can share a lot of experience and can set up the culture also from internal into the group. And let's see. She needs a break now. She has some private reasons also to do that things. And but I'm not giving up on her. Let's say like this. I'm not giving up on her.
And looking at the qualification Paris for the Olympic Games in Paris 2024, how big is your influence as a coach? Because how do you see it? How big is your influence on that group and on the process?
Yeah, I think that would be a good question. I think right now it's very difficult to say. I mean, we sometimes thinking we are more important than we are. So in the end, I think it's the most important that we are inspire the players to put their heart in the court. So this is actually the biggest thing what we have to do. And if we can bring this mentality, this culture to the group, to the players, this is the thing that can start to open us the door to go to the Olympics. So that's actually the first step. And that's at the moment what I'm going really to try on, you know. Getting them a little bit new things, that they got also motivation on trying new things. We talked about the speed of the game, about different things of block and defense, including different attackers from back row, making the setters understanding that they are, of course, setters, but if they're front row, they're also attackers, so they can also make a lot of pressure to the other team. So we're trying to put new things to them, to inspire them, to enjoy also the game more.
And how does that, because I can imagine, because like a question also was from one of the trainers, your predecessor was Avital Selinger, a coach, very focused on teaching, learning players new skills. But this qualification period is very short. So next week you're at the VNL, next week you have to perform.
Yeah.
How does that rhyme together with teaching and maybe not having time and just having to play to win?
I mean, this is the biggest challenge at the moment, that we have to find the balance between like setting up a new culture, try to inspire them, try to create a new, I don't want to say new style of game, you know, to just make the game a little faster, to make it a little bit different maybe, and still understanding that we have to play on one side also for results. And this is the biggest challenge at the moment. And I mean, we have a little bit to focus now on the right things. So, of course, we know every game is going to matter for the qualification, but on the other side we have also to understand that if we use the time now good to focus on creating a good new way maybe of playing or a different way of playing, and setting up a new idea of how we want to be with each other, how we want to work with each other, it will help us. It's at the moment the way as we believe in that it can bring us there. You know, so, and that's also what I'm trying to tell to them. Of course, every game is going to be important for us. We know that. So we don't have to talk every game, every day about it. Now we have to talk about how we can improve the game. And if we will improve the game, if we will improve the things that we want to do, the results will come. I'm sure about that.
Okay, and looking beyond that horizon of 2024, at your announcement, the Nevobo and also you discussed that you might also want to continue after 2024, and that's just not the only goal. And if we look at trainers in Holland, what can trainers contribute on their levels to elevating the level of the Dutch volleyball game and also the Dutch volleyball national team?
Actually, they have just to inspire them first, bringing girls to the hall, making volleyball really a enjoyable game. And I think this is first the most important things. As more girls we are going to have in the hall, as more we bring them up here, I think this is the biggest thing what they can do for the Dutch team at the moment. You know, it's not that they have to teach everybody cross step or this or this. This is things that coming really for sure later. And this, of course, this become teachers later. And I think it's important. Or let's say was always for me important. You know, I was trying really to keep my eyes open. You know, watch other teams, watch other coaches, watch a lot of men's volleyball as well. And then starting really trying to pick up some ideas from there, and trying to see how the game is growing, and not just sitting in my small office and doing the things that I'm doing from 10, 15 years that give me confidence and let me be
in my
comfort zone. We all have our comfort zone. And it's for coaches, players. I mean, we always ask the players, leave your comfort zone. That's the biggest question we do. And we know also how difficult it is for us as a coach to leave sometimes also the comfort zone and try different things that maybe in the beginning also I was thinking about, like, no, that's completely... I don't want
nonsense.
To
nonsense. Why should we do that?
And then I started to think about. I was trying. I said, maybe we don't copy it, but maybe we can get something out of it for us to improve our game again.
And what is it? You're saying you're looking at different coaches, also in men's volleyball, to take inspiration on that. What is a tendency you see on international level, which might be a skill we can teach players? What is the development in that sense?
I mean, the biggest development I think is that the evolution is growing. Especially also on the women's side, on the men's side as well. Women are get taller, they jump higher, so they open us a completely different game than it was 10 years ago. So backward attack is now a common thing that basically on international level is doesn't matter some of them if they attack front row or back row, on the men's volleyball side. That means also we have to start to change a little bit the idea of block and defense. We have to start the idea also of the speed of the game. We have to start to think about the idea about the part of serve and receiving, because at the moment if teams on international level start to receive with perfect ball, it's very, very difficult to stop them.
Percentage is very high, which makes it very,
very complicated. We are like always like a step behind the men's volleyball, let's say like this, you know.
It
is a question of, you know, of physical skills, of course, but now you see women become more physical, more strong, so that means also the game is going really to change also for them, like the game is going to change also for the men's, you know, so...
And on top of skills on the court that trainers can teach their players, what are skills outside the court that are required for a player to act at the highest level?
I mean, to set up the mindset that everything what they are going to do have influence on their performance.
Outside of the court, inside the court.
And set up a mindset that they really, you know, even if... the way as they organize the day for study, for making training, for eat, for sleep, and all those things, all these like small things, have an influence on what is going on the court. And I mean, we don't have to be like teachers in school and telling them from day by day when they have to eat, when they have to sleep, when they have to do whatever, but bringing them in a point where they start to understand, okay, that's important for you, but you have to take also responsibility for it. So it's not that I can be every day 24 hours with you and telling you, okay, that's a good moment to sleep, good moment to eat. That's good, better to eat, better to not eat. That's good if you show up in the weight room, maybe sometimes by yourself. I say always I try to teach my girls, like, don't just go to the bus station and wait that the bus is coming. Because sometimes it's coming, sometimes not. So if you just stay there and wait that someone is going to pick you up, maybe it's not going to happen. In the beginning, maybe happen. In the beginning, we will pick you up a few times, of course, because we will help. We will show you how it could be how it could be a good way. But then comes the moment where you have to find the way by yourself. And this is a little bit something what we are trying to teach them.
This is also something you're trying at this national level?
Yeah, of course.
To teach them?
Of course. So I said, for example, like when we finish a practice, and I mean, we had like morning practice where we do a lot of technical, individual, tactical work. And we come to the evening and we meet the team tactical work and write some things down sometimes after the practice. And then, I mean, it's not that you have to go home, have to study the whole night what you have done there. So it's just write it down, then you sometimes before the training you just open it again, it's 3 points, you just read it
and evaluate for yourself.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you're responsible for yourself. We are just there to help you to grow. But if you don't take it up, it's like we can turn around as on you as we want. It doesn't matter.
Okay, and we've also discussed a little bit just beforehand on making other trainers in Holland, younger trainers, a part of the process you are now, the road you are now walking. Can you say a little more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I started in a time by myself. I mean, I was a player. I was trying at first indoor. Then I was understanding that my body was not built in the way as has to be for being a high professional player. Too short legs, too long upper body, too short arms.
Okay.
So I started to figure out that. And I was trying like, okay, I go more to the beach volleyball side. So that was better for me actually, for my skills and for the way also as I was thinking about the game at that moment. But also there I came to a point where I understand, okay, this door is closed. I will never reach the international level. So I decided, okay, I want to become a coach. Or I want to become a physio or whatever, a scout, whatever, just to be part of a high international level and to grow personally for that things. And I think it's very important first, of course, that we understanding in our job as being head coaches now, that we are really trying to inspire young people first for their job. Because that, of course, is the same like in Germany. It's not the first thing at the moment that the new generation are thinking about. Because it's not a move that you move on and you know, okay, I'm going to earn 50,000-60,000 euro and I will have a good life. You know,
it's not about the money.
No, it's not about the money. It's about the passion. You know, and we have to inspire. We have to find these people that have passion for the sport. Maybe also understanding that they cannot grow as a player and giving them maybe a different way, a different door opener, and then we have to help them to understanding. There will become a lot of doors that are going to close. But you know, you have to keep pushing to find the doors that there's also always doors that are going to open again.
So you're trying to say that maybe players who are now playing and might not reach that that highest level, maybe your situation you had, you can maybe inspire them to become trainers or to become part of the staff and contribute in that way to the
I
game.
I would love to have these people. If someone has passion for volleyball, is welcome to our gym to join us, to help us, to be with us, to learn with us, to teach us also, because everybody comes in that can we can also learn someone from something from them. So that is our idea. And I can say also, it's very interesting on the international level. To make another example, Giovanni Guidetti. You know, he was a good passer. He has really good skills on what the things are doing technically. But I mean, he's also 175. So also he came to a point where he understood he couldn't do it as a player and it was kind of similar way. Then he was trying to find a way different than being a player to be part of this high international level. And I think, I mean, he also find a pretty good way. He find some good doors to open again. And
absolutely. He made a big step. Yeah. Came far. So that's really cool to hear that you're open to inspiring other trainers to also integrate other trainers maybe here on Papendal or when
everybody is really welcome. I'm really happy for everybody shows up. If it's like a young coach, if it's an older coach, if it's a first league coach here, really, I'm really happy for them if they come and if they can also share some folks with us.
And what can trainers in Holland now, you've started as head coach of the Dutch national team, what can we keep an eye on that maybe in a couple of months or next season we will see, oh, that's a focus where Felix paid attention on. That's they've improved on that. What is something we can keep an eye on?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is the trying to change of speed of the game. I think it's one of the biggest thing. And also we are trying to play very modern block and defense systems like assisting with position 4, position 2. We will see sometimes triple block situations where we are trying to have triple blocks against high boards 4, high boards 2. I think this is the thing that the biggest thing what we can go to see. We will see a team that for sure trying to take a lot of courage in their way as they want to serve. We put a big focus also on that things. And like modern volleyball now is working. You know, when you see international level, you see these players playing, and we are trying to make something similar here in the Netherlands with them, with our girls.
And to conclude, what can we expect from the national team this summer?
I mean, we can for sure expect a team that will leave their heart and put all the passion they have into the court. that I can really promise. So when we're going to represent this wonderful country, they can, maybe we are not even always reaching the results we want to reach. This can happen. But I think always this country, these coaches, this volleyball community can be proud of the national team as the way as they're going to be in the court and as they are going to fight for their country.
I'm very thankful for speaking to you and thank you for sharing your wisdom with me, with us, with the trainers, and hopefully we can contribute to that Dutch volleyball community too. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you very much. Thank you much. I wanted to be there with them to share some folks already, but unfortunately we have to fly to Japan.
Exactly. Thank you for contributing this way.
Thank you very much.